Hey guys, welcome to Ned Talk, or the Coach's Corner.
We don't know yet.
We still don't know.
Let us know.
It's been 3 weeks.
I don't know what to do.
I don't actually know how often we're going to post these. Maybe we do 2 a week or something. Depends
on the reaction.
Yeah. People might hate us.
You know what? It's going to be daily. So hate it and let us fuel our anger with Coach's Corner.
On last week's episode, we talked about just data collection, because picking your volume, so not just sets and reps and weight, but tracking it over the week, not just the day, over the month, over the volume, over the block, over the...
Over your lifting
cycle,
life.
Over your lifting life. Very important.
Like, finding out, most people that are good at lifting in the future, it's just that they found what works for them, and now they just keep on going. Like, the scientific approach, just try a bunch of things, see what works, but last week's episode might be a good approach for you.
Mm. Write it down, but more importantly, do something with what you wrote down as
please.
Well.
Please.
Don't just keep track for keeping
track.
Ah,
yes.
Though.
Added 12 kilos to every lift on this side. Put that away forever.
Which I've been guilty of. I'd write these beautiful programs.
It's like,
and I'd
that
fill
was
them
a perfect
out,
block.
And then just throw it in the bin.
I like even more when you're just like, ah, that exercise felt great. I was feeling good the entire time. Never going to do that exercise again. Or like, not going to do that volume again. It's just, I refuse to actually do what's good for me.
More rows instead.
I'm just like, I think every time I squat more than 3 times a week, my knees explode. I'm going to squat every day because I'm going to go full circle and come back around to healthy knees.
How often does that, like that, we see that happen all the time?
Yeah, every time I look in the mirror. It's just like, no, but it happens so often. It's just like, this worked well for me, but this could work better.
Yeah.
But it's always a big step. Like, maybe we should do two sessions of squats per week, worked well. Let's go 2, and maybe 1 little exercise. Ooh, no, 6.
It's about incremental increase.
Yeah, it's
time.
Like, yeah, if it's incremental, but we have the scale at 100, I guess 2 to 6 is pretty small. Small
That's
jump.
True. That is very true.
That would be the case for your rows. Yeah. If you have infinity on one side, and you're doing 700 sets of rows a week, like, going to 800 is actually a pretty small job.
That's true. I'm actually in the middle of a dilemma right now.
Go on.
Okay, so for those that don't know, I was going to compete at the Arnold in Strongman.
Quite impressive.
Yeah, I was quite impressed with myself, if I do say so.
Yeah, I was just reflecting what you've given me before. I don't care for it.
But it was a pretty big deal for me. But for someone who was competing in Olympic weightlifting prior, where strongman was just like a fun side project where I would just do it on the weekends or on Fridays
on
with the
Fridays.
Team, like it was a big deal. But what it meant was that I actually had to take time away from Olympic weightlifting, the sport I love and adore, to do it. And what is interesting is I got bad at Olympic weightlifting.
It's like not doing something for an extended period of time has detrimental effects.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
I know.
But how is it coming back?
It's coming back through a little bit of extra practice.
Who knew?
Yes. And then this made me think about a lot of multi-sport athletes. Obviously, we had this conversation about CrossFitters in the past as well. And this leads us into today's topic, which is...
maintenance volume. So what we're just going to talk to you about today is it's very difficult to be the best at everything at once. Even the best people in the world don't train everything to its max all the time. Like, you have 3 options. You can't actually train them all to 100%. I don't know what happened here. Avanti, get them on the phone. We're having issues. So when you first start, it's not really an issue because, again, previously stated, newbie gains. You'll get better at everything at all times. But when you get to a certain point, intermediate, 2 years, 3 years in, it's very hard to do, we were saying before, like a minimum effective volume or stimulus required to get better, maybe too much for the four different aspects. So your minimum effective volume for these four things may be too much volume for you to take systemically, or just even time-wise. You can't fit in the 12 hours of training that's necessary for you to minimally grow with all these things. And also, that's the minimum. That's like minimum gains, and who wants that? Who wants to grow at the smallest incremental pace indefinitely?
And then the other thing is, what if one of the things you're doing is actually taking away from the other thing you're doing? For example, with you, low bar squats screws up everything else that you're
really
doing.
It really does. So I can't, I'm actually okay, like my back's strong, can low bar squat pretty well, but I can't bench. I know my bench frequency works well like 3 to 4 times a week. That increases my bench press.
And when you say 3 to 4 times a week, just so that we're backdating to previous episodes, you're saying 3 to 4 times a week at a specified intensity, at a specified rep range, at a specified
exercise, everything like that. So
we're accounting for that time.
That's all being accounted for. But if I low bar squat, my elbows with that loading for the bench press, just they just don't jive together. I'm hurt. I cry a lot. And then on top of that, this elbow issue like causes more crying.
It's just so.
And also, there's times as well. Come on, steering away from me crying. There's times where not only do things negatively impact other things, you don't care. Like sometimes you get to a point where I've got a powerlifting comp coming up. You've got a strongman comp coming up. You've got a weightlifting comp coming up. Does it really matter how much you can log clean and jerk a week out from an Olympic weightlifting comp?
Yes.
No, because when you fail your snatches, you get those red lights, you go up to them, you go, look, I actually got a PB on my log clean and jerk 3 days ago. They're like, good work, sir. Actually, everyone else is disqualified. You're the winner. Sorry for being a bother. Because that happens every time you say that.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. So there's an idea called phase potentiation, which just means that there's two. Should we go into phase potentiation or just minimum?
Let's just talk about like, oh, well, look, explain it briefly and then we'll go into main.
Phase potentiation is just doing it.
Remember, you're on time, Mike.
We're a bit through. We shouldn't go into this. We'll cut this bit.
Okay, so let's, we don't have to cut it. We'll just talk about this. So what we're getting to is, what is your maintenance volume so that when you come back to the exercise, you can basically start where you left off.
Or just only slightly decrease.
So for, in the case of like a my example, like snatch, clean and jerk.
Yeah.
Can I keep the technical prowess up without the loading so that when I come back, maybe I'm only snatching 80 kilos instead of 115 kilos, but the technique is sound enough that with an extra bit of work, I'm getting back up to that and past it like that.
Exactly. It's what is the smallest stimulus required to maintain a certain amount of your full, let's just call it full fitness. 115 for a snatch is your full fitness. What is the minimum amount of work we need to do to maintain a 90 to 85% of that with sound technique, so you know when you come back, you're a couple blocks away from being back at peak fitness.
Yeah. And then if we take that into CrossFit, we know that for the open, you are very rarely ever going to see a squat.
No.
It'll be a clean and jerk. If it's going to be heavy, it'll be a clean and jerk, snatch, thruster, something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can sort of like guess.
You have a backlog of information of what it's likely going to be.
Exactly. So, and we only know that that's going to be one workout. So really the most important thing at the time in the open is going to be just your fitness within the ranges of, you know, 3 minutes to potentially 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah, if you focus on like 6 to 15 minutes, like being dope as fuck in that range, I don't know if we're meant to swear or not. But if you're like
dope
really
AF?
Dope AF, if you will, in that range, that's going to cover a lot of the workouts that are going to come your way. Like, there's rarely going to be a marathon in the open.
Mm.
Just think of the logistics for a lot of these things.
Yeah.
They're not going to have heavy, like, barbell squats in the open because the logistics just don't make sense for a box to do that.
For sure. So
that's how they organize their events.
So when you're closer to competition, keep it specific to competition
yep.
as much as possible. Sometimes, like in strongman, it's great, you know the events. You can basically just be as specific as you want.
Powerlifting, there's only three, like powerlifting and Olympic weightlifting, there's two lifts or three lifts.
If you're a super total athlete, there's nine lifts.
There's a few.
Or like nine if
yeah.
you do all of these.
Yeah, yeah, but like, you know what you're going to be doing.
Wait, there's not nine, there's five.
I was just going to let you slide and just see, come back to it, and like, Andy, look, we've been advertising Super Total, do you know what it is? Like, kettlebell swing, the rope one where you do this, and like, dead ball throws. Like, maybe. That is the superest of totals.
But yeah, I think that's a great place to leave off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you guys for listening. If you have any questions, leave them down below. If you disagree with what we're saying, leave them below. We definitely should have got Steve on for this one because he is our resident expert in CrossFit.
I think this is something we can touch on again.
There's a lot of information here. If you like this, please like, follow, subscribe, whatever. Mm. And
what are we going to call this? That's the main thing.
And Avanti, sponsor us.
Avanti, get onto us. Been waiting up by the phone.